Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 7th of December, but more than that, it's the second Sunday of Advent. I'm Sarah, I'm the vicar at St John's, and it's my great pleasure to welcome you to this live stream service. St John's is a growing community. We're based in Cardiff, but members of our community are spread across the United Kingdom and indeed the world. It's great to have you with us, whether you're with us live on the internet, whether you're watching on catch up, whether you're listening on the phone, wherever you're listening from, for whatever reason you're with us, whether it's your first time or you're still relatively new with us or you've been coming for years, you are welcome here. And seriously, we're really pleased that you've connected with us. If you are live with us on the internet, if you will choose to put your names and locations into the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we'll try to welcome you personally. And it also acts as a kind of indication of who we're worshipping here with today. No pressure though. Sometimes people do try and say hello, and for one reason or another, we don't get the message, but usually we do, and there's no need for you to do it if you'd rather not. Today's service will last about 25 minutes, and if you can, please stay with us to the end. We've got some lovely photos, as ever, I think, but lovely photos. Well, we didn't last week because Heather wasn't with us and I didn't take any, but Heather is back, so she took some lovely photos today. So we've got those to share with you. So who have we got online here today? Well, first to log on was Bjorn from Northern Germany. Good afternoon to you all. He says, have a peaceful second Sunday of Advent. And that comes from Bjorn in Lübeck in Northern Germany, home of Buddha Huxa. Oh, dear me, the organist. Heather joins us. I made my own hole and I fell into that there, didn't I, with mispronouncing his name. Heather joins us. Hello, everyone. Hope you're well. Heather is preaching today at St. John's and has provided the four-minute version for us in this service. Mary joins us. Hello, Mary. Wonderful to have you with us. And I hope you're doing all right with the weather and everything there over in Somerset, isn't it? It's good to have you with us. Ruth joins us from Cardiff. Hello, Ruth. Thank you for all the work you did this morning. Great to have you with us. Great joy to welcome back to the live stream, Oscar. It was wonderful, Oscar, to see you in St. John's recently and to say hi. Absolutely wonderful to have you back. Welcome. Aidan, hello Aidan, lovely to have you with us. Aidan joins us. Hi everyone, it's a dreary and damp afternoon here, and here is sort of Monmouth, just a little village outside Monmouth, but anyway, hope everyone is kutched up warm. It's a Welsh phrase, kutched up, kutched being cuddled up or comfortable, so there we go. Lovely to have you with us. Richard says, good afternoon, or hello, Richard. Rich from Cardiff, good afternoon to you. And Misha from Mid Wales. Hi, Misha. Wonderful, wonderful to have you with us. I hope you're all right and not too kind of blowy. It's getting a bit fierce here in Cardiff, but I think we're protected from a lot of it simply because it's a city. So thinking of you and Misha, they are guten Tag, Bjorn. So lovely little bit of cross greetings there to each other. Buxtehude, that's exactly it. Thank you for bailing me out of that hole I dug for myself. I am tired. I've mentioned it before. I mentioned Buxtehude before, and I just fell over his name there. Anyway, listen, it's great to have you all here. It really is. And Misha assures us that it's wet, but it's not too bad where she is. So that's just fabulous. Now, a very special welcome if you are with us on the phone. So hello to Iris and to Jane and to Jane's friends. You're all welcome. And hello in the unlikely event that Ruth Mantle is with us. She does join us, but she may be prevented this week from joining us. But if you're listening on the phone or you're watching on your device now or sometime in the future, I just want to say hello to you, thinking of you. Okay, friends, in the midst of this world with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and God's love for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us take a short time to remember before God when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the second Sunday of Advent. It's read for us today by Vanessa.
The Collect for the Second Sunday of Advent. Father in heaven, who sent your Son to redeem the world and will send him again to be our judge, give us grace so to imitate him in the humility and purity of his first coming, that when he comes again, we may be ready to greet him with joyful love and firm faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading comes from St. Matthew's Gospel. It was recorded this morning in the vestry after the 10 o'clock service at St. John's, and it's read for us by Richard, one of our two church wardens.
The reading is from Matthew chapter 3, starting at verse 1. John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire."
Thank you, Richard. And now here's Heather with her address.
On this second Sunday of Advent, the message is clear and urgent. Jesus is coming, prepare the way. And no one delivers that message more sharply or directly than John the Baptist. Matthew places John out in the wilderness, far from comfort, far from distraction, calling people back to God with a voice that can't be ignored. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. John isn't offering gentle advice or spiritual suggestions. He is sounding an alarm, waking people up, telling them that God is moving, God is close, and now is the time to respond. Crowds pour out to hear him, ordinary people, the hurting and hopeful, but also the religious leaders who are confident in their status and traditions. To all of them, John says the same thing, repent. Turn around, change direction, open your life to God. Now John knows that the one who is coming, the Messiah, is far greater than he is. I baptize you with water, he says, but the one coming after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. John's whole ministry points forward. He is the signpost, the messenger, the voice preparing the way. His message is simple but searching. If Jesus is coming, and he is, your life needs to be ready. So how do we prepare? First, live in hope. Advent hope isn't vague optimism. It is trust that God is at work, even when the world feels cold or chaotic. We all know what it likes to feel overwhelmed by greed, conflict, fear or exhaustion. But hope says, God has not abandoned us. Jesus is coming, bringing healing, justice, peace. And we carry that hope into places where hope feels thin. We carry light where darkness seems heavy. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Second, we repent. Repentance isn't about being crushed by guilt. It's about making room, turning towards God honestly, letting God clear away what harms us and others, so there is space for Christ to grow something new within us. Third, bear fruit. John says, bear fruit worthy of repentance. In other words, let your life show the change you seek. Fruit looks like compassion, fairness, generosity, gentleness, truthfulness, peacemaking. These are not burdens. They are signs that Christ's life is taking root in us. Finally, make room. Advent invites us into quiet, prayer, scripture, reflection, so that Jesus finds not just a busy life, but a ready heart. John's voice is urgent, but it is full of hope. The one who comes brings the Holy Spirit, brings renewal, brings fire that purifies rather than destroys. So hear again the voice in the wilderness. Jesus is coming. Prepare the way. Amen.
Thank you, Heather. Now, we come to our time of intercession. So if anyone has anything or anybody on their hearts and they'd like us to pray for it during the intercessions, please feel free to put that into the comments on Facebook or YouTube, and we'll try to pray for your intention in real time. While we're doing that, as ever, here is our customary reminder that we have promised to pray with and for each other.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda, I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you. Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
And so, let us pray to God, our Creator, through Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy God, we give you thanks for our lives and for this day. We thank you for all who care for us and love us, and we thank you for our community of St. John. We pray for your blessing on us. We ask you to bless us as a church community and bless us in our individual lives in the places in which we live. We pray for those we love and care for, and for those who love and care for us. And we pray for your blessing on them. And we think too of those who we find difficult. And we ask you, O God, to help us to remember that they too are your beloved children. And we pray for your blessing on them as for ourselves. Hear us, O God, as we pray for your world. We pray for the people who have been affected by the floods in South Asia. We pray for the people of Hong Kong who have been caught up in the large fires there. We pray for all people who are finding things difficult because of climate change. We hold before God the people of South Wales who have recently been flooded. And we pray for all those who lead us in environmental matters. We pray for all people who are mindful of living close to a superpower or who feel oppressed by the government or the authorities in their own country. We pray for the people of Russia, the people of China, especially the Uyghurs, the people of Tibet and Taiwan and Hong Kong, who are holding elections at this time. We pray for the folk of the United States of America as they are increasingly politically divided. And we especially pray for all who are fearful living there at this time. Let us pray for our LGBTQIA community, particularly those who are trans or non-binary, at this time in the United Kingdom, where they seem to be being made scapegoats for so many things. Hear us, O God, as we pray for those who have asked for our prayers. We pray for Debbie's father, Jeffrey. We continue to pray for Sylvia and for Marilyn, for Mari and for Peter, for Jan, Phil and Angie, for Nora and Sam, for Sean, Sue and Sophie, and for Morgan. We pray for Conrad as well, and for Keith. We pray for John and his wife Julie and Nant. And we pray for your blessing on Ruth Mantle. We commend tenderly to you, O God, Joey's grandmother Mary, and our brother Eric, whose funeral was last week. And in a short time of quiet, we offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And together we pray the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so thank you all for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. If you're in Cardiff, you are invited to our Friday 12 noon Eucharist in St. John's. It lasts for 30 minutes and, you are invited. We say evening prayer each weekday on Zoom at 5 o'clock, to which you are all invited. If you'd like to know how to join that service, please email me and I'll send you the codes. We'll be back next Sunday at St. John's at 10, on the live stream at 4, on the phone at 5, and finishing off with Evensong at 6 in St. John's. However you join us, whenever you join us, wherever you join us, it's good to have you with us, and each and every one of you is very much part of our community. As we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you. Scatter the darkness from before your path and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We'll end today with some photos as usual. We'll start with our Advent wreath and two candles alight for the second Sunday of Advent. We have donkeys at St. John's at the moment. We have real ones outside and we have a toy one inside. So we have a couple of photos today. They're of the toy donkey. Then there's one of our Christmas story crib scene. And that's an animatronic scene which plays when people come in and want to hear about the Christmas story. It's run by a dedicated team of volunteers. Then we finish as ever with some photos of the congregation after the service. And today we're ending with Tony and Jean because they're simply wonderful and I don't think we've ended with them before. We wish each and every one of you a gentle, blessed week. Paz et bien. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew, bendithiog chi.